Welcome back to another car episode. Again, I've got no idea how these sounds are working, so I'm just hoping that gradually as I tweak things, they can improve, because these bite-sized episodes are so bloody perfect for you if you have an ADHD brain and you can only focus on one little thing at a time, hence why I love doing them. So this app is about your ADHD brain and how when you can only focus on one thing, you will get distracted so freaking easy. And when that is your relationship, it can be a big bloody problem. So if you are the person who gets distracted easy, this is a conversation you need to have with your partner ASAP so that you can avoid resentment, disappointment, miscommunication, and all the other fucking unfun things that happen when they think they're getting rejected or that you're not paying attention. So instead of them thinking all of these things and thinking that they aren't important to you when they are, have the conversation during your Sunday check-in around it and say, hey, I obviously get distracted really easily and I can see how that's affecting you. I can see how that's making you feel shit or like you're not important to me when that is so far from the truth. Next time you have something that you really need me to pay attention to, can you please make sure that I'm focused completely on you before we start that conversation? So instead of just flicking it to me in a casual text in amongst like the grocery shopping list and what I need to pick up from the shops on my way home from work, can you say to me, hey babe, is now a good time to talk about something really important? I need your undivided attention. Something as simple as that. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be fancy or fluffy or whatever else. Just something super straightforward so that I know I need to really pay attention to this conversation so that I don't forget it. And then at, you know, bonus points for this shit too, hey, can you send me an extra text message to remind me that this is important? Or hey, can you send me a message to make sure that this is happening? Can you put this on the calendar so that I definitely make it a priority? These are the sorts of things that we can help each other with when ADHD is a feature in your relationship, if one of you or both of you have it, because it can be the biggest cause for discontent or just miscommunication when you don't mean for that to happen. For example, if you have said, hey, let's have sex Tuesday night, and then that was something that you arranged, you know, Saturday, and it completely slips your mind. And then it's not on the front foot, it's not front in your mind, and you forget. If your partner is somebody who doesn't have ADHD or somebody who can just like remember it once and they are like pining for that evening, they are like, yes, I'm ready, I'm geared up, I'm excited, like I've shaved or waxed and trimmed or whatever, I haven't had pasta this evening because I'm super keen, you know, I don't want to be bloated for our sex rendezvous, and then you forget, they are going to think that that is about them. And of course they're going to, because you made a plan, right? But when you were making the plan, you were super present, you were super involved, you had that foresight to make the arrangement because you really want to and you want to connect, you want to feel the love, you want to feel all of those things. But something in your brain has caused you to forget it. And I just want you to realize that when you've made the arrangement and you feel all those things and you want all those things, your partner isn't in your brain when you've then, you know, noticed all the shiny things that also need to happen, like taking the kids to school or getting swimming lessons or, you know, making sure that there's no food in the fridge for lunch boxes on this particular day. Like all of those things are happening in your brain. So you've forgotten this arrangement, this date, not because it's not important to you, but because other things have taken that place. So when you come to trying to work out how your brain's working and trying to communicate to your partner how your brain's working, it's not all on you, but it's definitely not all on them either. So it's kind of this partnership of being able to work together to come to a system that works for both of you. And as we know, we love a system, we love a routine. Everything flows so much better when it's like, okay, this is the expectation or this is what happens, like as the bare minimum. That's perfect. But what we need to do is get into the routine and the habit and the pattern of being like, okay, this is what to expect. Okay, we've agreed, you know, this is, we've booked this, right? Like we've planned this date for this evening to have sex. Okay, perfect. Is it on the calendar? Have we done the reminders? Have we, you know, prompted each other? Not because it's fallen out of your brain because it's not important, but because there's other things that have kind of gone onto your brain's conveyor belt and pushed it off. Not because it's not important, but because that's just how your brain works. Like, you get distracted by shiny things and the other arrangements that you've made fall by the wayside. So if you have a busy brain and you have a tendency to forget things, or you struggle to prioritize the things that are important to you in your relationship, this strategy is fucking brilliant. So to recap, because I know you have the attention span of a bloody small walnut like me, this is what I'm saying. Caveat it with your partner. This is the takeaway. This is a little take home. As my husband says, the cliff note that you need to know about. Have the conversation beforehand. If it is super, super, super important, or something that you really don't want your partner to forget, then have the conversation beforehand and say, hey, I need your undivided attention because this is important and I don't want you to forget it, or I want it to be like, you know, want you to be fully supported to make sure that it happens. And B, if you are planning intimacy or sex or something that's super vulnerable and you don't want to keep prompting your partner because you don't want to seem like a needy, horny goat, then make sure that you have it written down somewhere. Make sure that you have a fail-safe system so that it doesn't get forgotten. Whether or not that's a text message or an alarm or a post-it note on the bedhead the morning of, whether or not it's a calendar reminder if you love, you know, using your Google calendars, whatever it is, make sure you've got it so that neither of you feel that disappointment or the rejection, because that is inevitably what happens. Your partner feels rejected because you've forgotten whatever engagement or appointment or setup that you've got, whatever it is. I hope these little bite-sized tips help, because they're supposed to be easy and digestible, because we all know that getting distracted is fucking hard work. So if you listen to this, please like, share, subscribe. And if you love it, come find me on Instagram and join in my super uncut email newsletter. It is the fucking bomb diggity, and I share all of the good juicy stuff in there. But until next time, have a fab day.